It's 2017 and Old Time Radio DVD is still here. Check out our new customer ownership program and the lowest prices ever. Just go to oldtimeradiodvd.com for full information about this wonderful program. Don't forget our new program, 123 Ready TV. Folks, this is really a great app for Android and Windows phones, computers, and tablets. And it's only $19.99. In the near future, we will be adding a new component to it, Old Time Radio. It's a great product for 2017. Visit oldtimeradiodvd.com today. Place your order. You'll be glad you did.
The adventurer follows the oft-failed path where excitement and danger beckon ever onward.
The W.A. Schaefer Pen Company presents The Adventurers Club, two stories about men of daring. Adventurers all, these men with a lust for life. In burning African deserts or steaming jungle of the Amazon. In the thrilling roar of racing cars or the shark-infested waters of a tiny coral atoll. Big game hunting, exploring the Arctic, tracking criminals for the Secret Service. All these tales and many more can be heard around the roaring fire of the Adventurers Club in Chicago. One of the world's most romantic and exclusive clubs. For no man is admitted to membership in the Adventurers Club unless he has taken part in some strange and thrilling adventure. Such a member is Count Byron de Prorok, scientist and lecturer now, but once pursued by enraged Tuareg warriors across the trackless wastes of the burning Sahara.
Look at those gold stars, Byron. It's the most beautiful necklace I've ever seen.
It may prove to be the most valuable of all the discoveries we've made, Pierre, because it's datable.
Monsieur de Prorok.
What is it, Mossad?
There's someone spying on us from above.
Shock me, Pierre. I don't see anyone, Mossad. It's your imagination.
He's right. Look. Between the cracks of the stone to the right of the entrance, a pair of eyes. See?
That sounds like a creepy place.
It's exciting, all right, and just a sample of today's adventure.
Ah, girls are scary. I'd like to be an adventurer.
Well, then, let me tell you this, my friends, boys and girls alike. You'll feel like a real adventurer every time you use the super new 5-in-1 mystery compass we have for you. No fooling, it's the greatest thing ever. Closed up, it's a fancy bronze ornament you can wear. Open it up, and it's a treasure chest of valuable things. It holds a genuine magnetic compass to show you the right direction wherever you are. There's your own private identification card, a secret chamber for coins, codes, or hidden messages, too. And listen, a genuine fire glass to help you start a campfire without matches.
Boy, it's a keen outfit.
All my friends want one, too.
Well, everybody does. And here's the way you can get one. Just get a bottle of Schaefer's Grip from your dealer. That's the all-American writing fluid. Send a box top together with just 25 cents with your name and address to Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you choose, ask your dealer for a sales slip showing you purchased any Schaefer product. And send that instead of the Grip box top. More later about this thrilling 5-in-1 mystery compass. But now, on to adventure. Now, back to the true story of Adventurer de Prorok's struggle to wrest from the Sahara the secret of Queen Jean Hanan's tomb. Last week, Adventurer Count Byron de Prorok with his friend Pierre and their guide Moussag discovered an ancient tomb in the Sahara Desert, which they hope is that of the African queen Jean Hanan, ancestress of the fierce Tuareg tribe. Just as they were about to open the inner chamber, a deadly snake crawled out and frightened away the native workers. With their workers gone, the task seemed hopeless.
We're really in our spot now, Byron.
Those natives will go straight to the Tuareg and tell them what we're doing.
We've got to get the treasure out of this tomb, Pierre, before the Tuareg attack.
How can we do that without any workers?
Well, now, wait a minute. There are four of us, counting Musak's driver. Musak, you and Paul give us a hand with these stones.
Surely, monsieur. When a dozen native workers could hardly lift the slab, you do not expect the four of us to move.
How you talk, Musak. Of course we can do it. Give me a crowbar.
That's right, Paul. Musak, take that other corner. All right, now.
All together. No danger of any robbers breaking into this room.
Rest your full weight on that crowbar, Musak. That's right. Now,
all together.
He's moving.
Yeah, steady now. Drive the crowbar further down while I push through this end. Watch the other side, Pierre. It's going over.
What's underneath? Can you see?
Stone steps going down into the darkness.
They must lead to the burial.
What are we waiting for? Let's go down to the tomb of the dead queen.
We'll have to go very carefully. You have the spray gun, Musak?
Yes, monsieur.
All right. Put the flashlight bands around your head. We'll need our hands free. I feel like a coal miner with this light on my forehead.
A gold miner, you mean, monsieur. Are we not after treasure?
We will not find any treasure. Such a tomb as this one is sure to have been robbed long ago.
All right. Down the steps. Follow me.
Oh, monsieur. Smell down here. So musty, I can hardly breathe.
What do you expect it to smell like after 3,000 years? Chanel number 5?
Hold it.
It's the bottom of the stairs.
What?
It's only an empty cell. There's nothing here?
Well, this is just the antechamber, Pierre. We haven't reached the tomb yet.
Then where's the door?
Well, it's here somewhere. The men who built this tomb hid it to fool grave robbers.
They sure did a good job. Looks as if this room were cut out of solid rock.
Now, start tapping the walls with your trowels. There's a tomb chamber adjoining this. It'll sound hollow.
All right. I hope the queen's in here after all this trouble.
Don't worry. They wouldn't have made it so hard to get into unless someone important was buried here.
Here it is, monsieur.
Tap it again, Musak. You're right. The tomb is behind this wall.
And here's a crack. Look, it's a stone door, monsieur. Let us push it in.
No, wait.
Huh?
If we push it in, we'll demolish whatever's inside.
Then what are we going to do?
We'll have to pry it out and lower it gently.
Oh, wait.
See if you can loosen it by tipping around the door with your knife.
All right.
Like a chamber of diamonds.
What makes the walls sparkle so?
That salt. It's crystallized on the rock.
The queen, monsieur. There she is. It's the queen sitting on her chest. She's covered with gold. Look, man.
Not gold, Pierre. She's been wrapped in painted leather and gold leaf.
Look at the jewels. Emeralds, carnelians, amethysts.
Pierre, Musak, wait. You shouldn't touch anything until I sprayed it with paraffin. Or it'll crumble to dust.
Yes, monsieur. Byron, look at the urns and vases along this wall. They're all green and gold.
That iridescent color is caused by oxidation, Pierre.
Monsieur, there are bones here in this corner. They are the bones of a dog.
Probably the queen's favorite pet. They always buried a royal person with the things that surrounded her in life. Maybe food and drink for the queen in here, too.
Food and drink, huh? I could use some of that myself.
I am afraid you would find it a little stale after 3,000 years.
I think that coating of paraffin will keep everything intact. Now we can get to work.
I will go up and get packing boxes, monsieur.
We'll have to sift all the dirt on the floor to make sure we don't overlook anything. And listen, everyone, we'll have to work fast. Our food supply is dwindling, and the supply caravan from Tamanrasset is already 6 days overdue.
You think the Tuareg have intercepted them?
Well, they may up here, especially now that the native workers have probably told them what we're doing here.
Each night I wake in a cold sweat, monsieur, expecting to feel a Tuareg knife between my ribs.
Well, I think we can count on another 2 or 3 days. I doubt if the Tuareg will attack until they've assembled a large enough force to be sure of overpowering them. All right, let's get going. Start sifting the dirt on this floor. We can't afford to overlook even the tiniest gold beast. Sifting the earth inside the tomb was the dreariest job of all. Hour after hour and day after day, we worked on our hands and knees. Although our food supply was almost exhausted, we didn't think about being hungry because we found the treasure so exciting. Around the queen's neck were over 300
precious and semi-precious stones. On her right arm were 9 heavy, solid gold bracelets and 8 solid silver bracelets on her left arm, of exactly the same design, as bright and shining as when they'd been put on the dead queen some 3,000 years before. We even found a complete set of toilet articles, parts of a bronze mirror, knives, a pair of rusty scissors, and what appeared to be hairpins. Under the mummy of the queen was an exquisitely hand-carved wooden bed made of a wood now unknown in the Sahara. One of the most prized discoveries of all was a sparkling necklace of golden stars from which dangled a Greek column of solid gold. Well, it was about 3 o'clock one afternoon when we unearthed this magnificent necklace, and we were in the act of transferring it to a box.
It's the most beautiful necklace I've ever seen, Violet.
Pierre, it may prove to be the most valuable of all the discoveries we've made, because any expert on Greek culture will be able to tell us exactly how old it is.
Monsieur de Prorac.
What is it, Mozart?
There is someone spying on us from above.
Shut me, Pierre. Oh, I don't see anyone, Mozart. Not your imagination.
He's right.
Huh?
Look. Between the cracks of the stone, to the right of the entrance, a pair of eyes. See, it is de Prorac.
Bring your guns. We're going up and find out who it is.
Wait. They may have us surrounded.
Then we shall unsurround them.
Let's go.
Be careful. They will knife you.
Why? Well, there's not a sign of anyone.
Not a living soul.
That is very strange, monsieur. I saw someone here with my own eyes.
So did I.
Well, whoever it was certainly got out of sight in a hurry.
That is the way of the Tuareg, monsieur. They go on padded feet as silent as the desert itself.
But it's 200 yards to the nearest cover.
How could they hide so quickly?
They can't even vanish into thin air. You do not know the Tuareg.
What's more, I don't care to know the Tuareg.
Monsieur de Bellot, come here!
What is it for?
Look, monsieur. Here are the tracks of a camel.
He's right.
And they are fresh, too. They go back toward those rocks, monsieur.
We'll find out who they are soon enough. I'm going after them.
Wait, Pierre. It may be a trick to get us away from the tomb. Mozart, you and Paul stay here and guard the treasure.
Oh, Pierre and I have a look behind those rocks over there.
Look, Byron. No more tracks. They stopped.
No, they lead off into the desert. But they're almost covered by the drifting sand already.
Well, then it was just a single rider.
Yes, he probably stumbled onto us by accident.
Looks like we got excited over nothing.
I don't think so, Pierre. If he got a look at that gold necklace we found down there in the tomb, you can be sure he'll come back.
It is a great danger to spend another night here by the tomb, Monsieur de Prorac.
Well, we can't leave until everything is packed in the truck. What time do you have, Pierre?
Almost 11 o'clock.
If they were going to attack us, they would have done so by this time.
I hope you're right, Paul. But in this inky blackness, I have a feeling there are 1,000 pairs of eyes watching us. Is the machine gun on top of the truck in working order?
I just checked it an hour ago.
I wish there was some kind of cover around here. A position too exposed to suit me.
Even at this very moment, the Tuareg may be crawling toward us with their knives.
Oh, this Mossad, he's such a cheerful one. I'm going to punch him right in the nose.
No. Look, we better get some sleep. We're all tired. We're snapping at each other like a pack of dogs.
What's our plan if the Tuareg do attack?
Race for the trucks as fast as you can. Once we get started, I don't think they can catch us.
But the Mahari camels are very fast. They are called the greyhounds of the desert.
Ah, but the truck, she's the rabbit that the greyhounds cannot catch.
Mossad, those Renault trucks of ours will do 45 miles an hour, even across the sand.
The trouble is, Byron, the Tuareg ride those camels like polo ponies. Why are we starting the motors? They'll have us surrounded.
Ah, quit worrying, both of you. Mossad, you stand guard while the rest of us sleep. Wake me in an hour, and I'll take over. We'll all get up at 3, pack everything that's left, and we'll assist them.
What's that?
Monsieur, those are Tuareg war drums. The most fearful sound of the desert.
Now, don't get excited. Drum is miles away.
But they are preparing to attack.
Get some sleep now. If they do attack, we'll need to be fresh as possible.
I am so weary, I would be asleep on my feet if I were not afraid of the Tuareg.
Why don't you let me stand guard first, Mossad, huh?
No. You sleep first.
But I hope those storms do not come any nearer.
Call us at the first sound of anything wrong with us.
With the twilight, there is no first sound. And no last sound. We creep up on one as silently as the trains. Why do these foreigners risk their lives for the treasures of our desert? They would do better to stay in Algiers, sipping the sweet coffee of the bazaar. And so would I. Oh, I am so tired. I must stay awake. Have to watch for the twilight. The drum's getting nearer. I cannot tell. Could stay awake.
What's that? The Tuareg spear must have fallen asleep. Help, monsieur! The Tuareg! They are attacking!
Jeepers, the spear. Sounds like they're not welcome around there.
Well, it does seem like a pointed reminder.
And this seems like a good time to bring in a reminder about the new 5-in-1 mystery compass. Safer. Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois. Don't be disappointed. Order yours today.
Now, back to the thrilling story of Adventurer Count de Prorok, who has solved the riddle of 3,000 years and found the lost tomb of the ancient queen Queen Hinnom in the Sahara Desert. But the fierce Tuareg, ruthless and cunning native fighters, are outraged by what he has done. And are attacking the Prorok's party under cover of night. Mustard, the guide, has just been awakened by the vengeful swish of a Tuareg war spear.
Help, monsieur! The Tuareg! They're attacking!
Wake up here! The Tuareg! Use your gun, Mustard!
What is happening, monsieur?
I can't see them!
They have found the school, monsieur!
They are surrounding us! Can we reach the truck?
No, they've already cut off our escape that way. Paul, give me an armful of skyrockets from that box in the tomb.
Leave it, monsieur. We're out. They're shooting from the other side, too.
We've got to make them think our party is stronger than it is.
They're close. Do something, monsieur.
There. That scared him off.
Put out, Byron. There's another one.
My canteen. Paul, hurry with those skyrockets. Here's your amateur.
They're closing in.
Can't get these darn caps off the rockets.
We are lost, monsieur. They are too many.
There. Quick there, light a match.
Oh, what are you going to do with these skyrockets?
Here, you take a half a dozen. We'll aim about 2 or 3 feet off the ground. Cover the entire area around the camp.
Monsieur, they're coming closer. I can see their evil eyes.
Well, quick, those devils. Stand back for a sec while I light this rocket.
It's working. It's while they're running away.
Here, light some more. We've got to keep peppering away so they think there are a lot of us.
The whole sky is lighted up, monsieur.
They look like creature bullets.
The Tuaregs are gone. They have vanished into the night.
Pull up on those rockets. Wait. We may need them later.
Well, that'll take care of them for a while anyway.
All right, dear. But I'm afraid they won't get any more sleep tonight.
They will doubtless return with more men.
And their favorite hour is the dawn.
I'm sure they will return. We must pack everything at once. Pierre, throw some more wood on the fire and stand guard.
All right.
Well, Doc, you and Paul start bringing up the things from the tomb. I'll get more boxes ready.
We have brought up everything but the dust itself, monsieur.
And I have most of that in my lungs.
Good work. Help Pierre finish loading those boxes on the truck. I'll take a look down here, monsieur.
Be light another half hour, Byron. We better hurry.
I'll be with you in a minute, Pierre. Mustard and I can handle this last box, Paul.
Check the gas and oil in the truck.
Oui, monsieur.
I hope the dawn will not find us surrounded again by the quarry. Very strange they have not yet returned.
Those rockets really gave them a scare. Better have a look at the tires, too, Paul.
Well, we've got every last thing up here. That tomb's clean as a whistle.
Not a minute too soon, either. After four already.
The trucks are ready to go, monsieur.
Good. You and Mustard start ahead.
I can't believe we're really going to get away from here.
And with all the treasure, too. Hurry, dear. Climb in the truck.
Farewell, noble Toreg. Thanks for your debt of hospitality.
Never mind the farewells. Come on, climb in. Let's get out of here.
Well, we're on our way. Cut through the wadi, Musak. What's the matter with Musak?
Well, it's tough. Better find out what's wrong, I guess.
I cannot go on. My truck is stuck.
This is a fine time to get stuck.
Wait there, Pierre. I'll have to dig him out.
Hurry, Byron. It's almost gone.
It's quick,
monsieur.
Be careful. Throw us
alone.
We must leave the truck here in the
quick town. Look off.
Perhaps your truck
can
pull us out, monsieur.
I think I can reach your front axle. Toss me that steel cable you have in the cab there.
Here you are, monsieur. But watch your step. Comes again. We cannot wait. We must get away.
We'll have you out in a minute, Musak, as soon as I fasten this cable to the axle. Pierre, drive our truck over here.
5 minutes will be too late, monsieur. The current will catch up.
Okay, Paul. It's all set on your end.
It's close enough, Byron?
Yes, hold it.
We'll be light in another 5 minutes. And what's it on?
I know. I'll have it set in a minute, Musak. There. All right, Pierre. But take it slow till I give you the go-ahead. Moving. We're off. Give it everything you've got, Pierre.
Well, we made 250 miles today, Pierre. The Tuareg can't possibly catch us now.
Oh, I think we're safe enough camping here, but this isn't the way we came in, is it?
The last time we followed the caravan route. This way, I do not know.
It's all right, Musak. I'm taking a shortcut.
A shortcut to what, monsieur? Death in the desert? We do not even know where we are.
Of course we know where we are. They've been following the compass north, northwest since we left the tomb.
Well, why don't we go back the same way we came?
Pierre, we have barely enough food to reach Wurgla, north of the Urgarian Tower. And this is the shortest way there.
It's always something. As soon as we get rid of the Tuareg, we run out of food.
Monsieur is very optimistic. We are not out of the Tuareg country yet.
Well, no, but the Tuareg who know about the tomb have been left so far behind there's no longer any danger, Musak.
I am not thinking of the Tuareg back at the tomb, monsieur.
Huh? But certainly no Tuareg in this part of the country could know about us.
There is still the desert wireless.
Desert wireless? What do you mean?
It is one of the mysteries of the Sahara, monsieur. When it is not possible for anyone to know, the Tuareg know.
But we haven't met a living soul since we left the tomb.
The Tuareg don't even know which way we're headed.
No matter, monsieur. Each grain of sand in the desert has
meaning. Oh, nonsense, Musak. That's nothing but a silly superstition.
Well, I'm not so sure of that, Pierre. This mysterious grapevine is found among natives of every continent in the world.
There are Tuareg in the Urgarian Tal. They may be gathering in the north even now to head us off.
Yeah, perhaps it's just as well we aren't following the caravan route. We'll sleep here tonight. Get an early start in the morning.
Well, Byron, looks like we're entering the Urgarian Tal again.
That's right, Pierre. Compass shows us traveling north-northwest. That means we're cutting across the western third of it.
Desolate place, isn't it?
I've never seen such a forsaken spot in my life. How high are those dunes, anyway?
Well, some of them are taller than the Empire State Building.
Amazing.
And they're constantly shifting from one place to another. That's what makes the earth so treacherous.
Hey, Byron, does it seem colder to you all of a sudden?
Yes, it does. It's peculiar, too. My watch says only 4 o'clock.
Great Scott! Look behind us! Behind? Great thing! What is that back there? It looks like a tidal wave.
It's a sandstorm. Quick! Signal Paul and Musak to speed up. We've got to try and outrun it.
We can never beat that storm, Byron. Gaining on us every second.
Faster, Pierre. Faster. The sand is already swirling all around us.
I got the truck wide open now.
Can you see, Musak?
No. Just up ahead a moment ago, but it's impossible to see anything in this sand.
Still throwing to the left, Pierre. Hold the wheel steady.
I can't. The wind's too strong. Look. The desert seems to be alive. The whole thing's moving.
Now you're too far to the east.
No use, Byron. I can't even see through the windshield.
I'm afraid we'll have to stop. If we hit a dune head on in this 4-ton monster, we'll be crushed to death.
And if we stop, the sandstorm will bury us alive in 5 minutes. Fuck it all.
sand and screaming wind, how will Adventure the Prorok and Pierre escape this catastrophe? How can they escape being buried alive by the sandstorm? And also, what has happened to Paul and Musag? Listen next week to the third and final chapter in this gripping story of adventure accounts to Prorok in the Sahara Desert. You have been listening to the Adventurers Club, brought to you each Saturday at this time by the W.A. Schaefer Pen Company. Today's adventure was based on the true life experiences of Count Byron de Prorok. All rights to this broadcast are reserved. Payment for story material was made only to the Adventurers Club Foundation, a non-profit organization. The part of Adventurer de Prorok was played by Ed Prentice. The Adventurers Club is produced by Jack Simpson, directed by Russ Young, and written by Jack and Gretchen Sharp, with original music by Dave McCall.
These adventures are sure slick, and every one of them really happened.
But, Jeff, I wrote a school theme on one of them last week.
A great idea. Did you get a good grade?
The highest in the class. I used Schaefer's script, too.
Naturally. The best way to make the grade is to script it. You know, Scrip is the all-American writing fluid, more popular on college campuses than any other writing fluid in America. With Schaefer's Scrip, your writing will be neater, cleaner, better school grades will come more easily. Why, you'll be proud as pie to be a steady Scrip user.
Sure, the Hepstead always says, Scrip it.
Scrip it's the thing. Get a bottle of Schaefer's Scrip today.
And remember, right now if you hurry, the Scrip box top is extra valuable. Send it together with just 25 cents in coins. And your name and address to Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois, for your extra special 5-in-1 mystery compass we told you about. Or instead of a strip box top, send a sales slip from your dealer showing your purchase of any Schaefer product. But don't wait. Thousands have already been sent. Send today for your exciting mystery compass with its 5 thrilling and secret features. The address again, Schaefer, S-H-E-A-F-F-E-R, Schaefer, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois.
Until next Saturday at this same time, this is Ken Lordine speaking for the W.A. Schaefer Pen Company and inviting you to join us then for the final episode of this three-part drama of terror and suspense in the treacherous Sahara.
An adventurer follows the off-trail path where excitement and danger beckon ever onward.